Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about apparently the war is canceled. Well, let's go.
Yeah, apparently Iran attacked our missile base or whatever base that we have over there, military installation. Yeah, but there was no military people there and it was like minimal damage. I think only one missile hit. Yeah, and then Trump is not gonna fight back. Yeah, ain't that funny? Huh. So I guess we're not going to World War III? Okay, really? Wow. I guess this guy's art of the deal is cool or something. I think it's just bullshit. Do you believe these people? No, I don't. Yeah, didn't they go all hush-hush, take those bombers over there and pretend they're not gonna attack until the last moment? Yeah. And also how Israel did it too, they did a preemptive strike against Iran and attacked them. Yeah, so no matter what, I wouldn't trust these people. I think they're lying. Just saying.
Yeah, look at this clip. Here's a clip of Donald Trump being a retard and they ask him about one of his goons. Didn't they say that they don't have any nukes? Yeah, and look what he says. Well, let's watch this here from the jackass's mouth, right?
You have that Iran is building a nuclear weapon. Your intelligence community has said they have no evidence that they are at this point.
Well, then my intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
I have a question about this. If Tulsi Gabbard is wrong, then why is she still there? Shouldn't she get fired or demoted or something? Yeah, why would you want incompetent people working under you? Huh? Yeah, this seems like something that you should be doing. Yeah, isn't Donald Trump supposed to surround himself with like great people or something? Yeah, well, I don't think that women are great people in the first place, but hey, you chose these people, so that means you fucked up somehow, some way, right? So stupid. But yeah, let's see what his little minion 2 says. I'm talking about his little butt buddy, J.D. Vance. Yeah.
American national security interest here is very simple. It's to destroy the nuclear program. That's what we've done. And now the...
Yeah, here it is from Wikipedia, but it was kind of weird. I typed in Iran and it started coming all this bullshit about the non-war, supposedly. Yeah, man, this is some weird shit. Yeah, and then I was looking up because I wanted to look up the population, see how many population Iran has. Look, let me bring it up. Yeah, I don't know. These numbers look like they're cooked. It says 92 million. That's million, right? Or is, I don't know. It just looks weird to me. It says estimate from 2025, so it's recently from this year. But yeah, nothing about this Wikipedia, anything about this seems to me legit. It seems so weird and artificial. So yeah, I don't believe this regime. Yeah, the Zog? I don't trust these motherfuckers. So yeah, I don't. Well, the point is that Iran is an insignificant, irrelevant country. And the United States is scared of Iran, that it's gonna make nukes? Really? Come on. It's a piss ant country. Well, not so pissed out because it's kicking our ass.
The 12-day war appears to be effectively over. We have an opportunity, I think, to restart a real peace process. And Brett, this is...
You know what? I think everyone's tired of the American shenanigans, in my opinion. Yeah, these people get attacked over and over again and you keep on saying peace, peace. Yeah, you keep on saying peace, but yet you keep on attacking. That's some stupid gaslighting shit. And I think J.D. Vance is gaslighting. Don't you agree? Yes or no? Let me know.
This is not just about two countries, Iran and Israel. All of these Gulf Arab states, they want peace. They want to invest. They want to build artificial intelligence hardware. They want to sort of come into the new economy. And that was impossible when you had Iran that was, as the president said, acting like a bully across the Middle East.
So you're saying that Iran was bullying Israel, so that's why Israel started attacking Iran? What the fuck? Man, I hope I could get the drugs that you have. The White has some crazy ass drugs, right?
You really think that if the Iranians are smart about the path forward, this could be a new dawn of an economic age of prosperity, of course, for our Gulf Arab allies, for us, for the Israelis, for everybody, but it's going to require the Iranians play it smart from here.
The president.
Yes, let Israel do whatever they want, and if not, US will push your shit in. So play nice or you're going to get it. Just saying.
called it very weak, the Iran missile firing on the U.S.
You know what? This guy is full of shit. Donald Trump cannot attack back because he can't. Yeah, he gave everything to Israel. Oh, yes. And he's going to keep on giving until everything's empty. And then we're naked. And then there we go. SpaghettiOs, right? Just saying. Yeah, I don't know why Donald Trump is trying to save Israel so bad. Yeah, let me show what an Israeli couple are doing. Yeah, if this is the kind of people you want to save, we got degenerates here in the United States too. So might as well take care of our own domestic degenerates, white foreign degenerates. Just saying. But let's watch.
Me and my wife in open relationship.
Man, this dude's an idiot. Why the hell would you let your wife get fucked by other dudes? And you're paying for that pussy. Yeah, if she's your pussy, why are you gonna let other guys fuck her? What is wrong with you? I've noticed that in Israel, they do a lot of degenerate things. Yeah, they got porn shops over there and... Okay, yeah. Like, why are you gonna do that? That's supposed to be the Holy Land. So why are you gonna have smut in the Holy Land, right? Just saying, but apparently I'm the one that's wrong, right? You know what else is wrong? That they gave free healthcare. And we're sending them money. That's another question that needs to be answered. Huh? Well, like G.I. Joe says, no one's have to battle, right? fucking A.
I want to kiss her.
You gonna kiss this thing? Look at her. She looks like a sun-dried orange. Oh, she's so gross. Look at her. No. And that big ass snaz that she has too. She looks like Squidward. And then those lips? Oh, fuck no. Looks like Zoidberg's lips going... Yeah, this guy wants to fucking kiss her? Man, that's something I don't like. The guys fucking simp too much. Especially for these used up, dried up crones. But, yeah, that's why I'm glad World War III is here. Because I'm gonna cleanse all this bullshit. Just saying.
But small.
I found my Jewish mom.
Man, this guy's disgusting. What an idiot. But hell, that's what A1 is. They fall for these stupid delusions. Yeah, don't fall for the things that Donald Trump is saying. He's saying that the war is over, that they're not going to retaliate, and he's not going to retaliate, and it's just going to be all kumbaya. No, you're dumb. This is just the beginning. Iran is tired of everyone's shit, of your shit, pretty much, and Israel. Israel attacked, and they're going to do some bullshit, and you're going to go follow them and protect them. Yeah, for your own sake, don't do it, man. It's going to destroy the country. The U.S. You're supposed to protect the U.S., not these guys, but whatever, right? Yeah, in the end, it doesn't matter. Things are going to be fucked up for a while, but it's going to look up. You just got to be smart about it, and let's go forward. Yeah, let's move on forward with our lives. Do the best things you can. Keep your body healthy, your mind healthy, and your wallet healthy, too. And just be strong. Don't go out and stick out your neck for any crazy people because it's going to get fucked up. Watch. But it's going to be smooth sailing after we get over this little hurdle, as they say. So you take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, buddies.